Hello, everybody, and welcome to Patrick's Podcast. If this is your first time listening on, it makes total sense, since this is only the first and hopefully last episode. Today, we'll be discussing Alexander McGillivray. Now, one may think to themselves and ask, who is that? Many important figures, such as McGillivray, that were a part of the American Revolution, have been left out of textbooks and other historical secondary sources. Why? Do authors fear that readers will know too much? Or is it because the authors themselves don't know enough? Well, I'm here to tell readers the tale of Alexander McGillivray. Alexander McGillivray is the chief of the Creek Indians. Unlike most subjects, McGillivray contains Scottish and Creek French blood from his mother and father, his father being a Scottish trader, while his mother was half French. Because of his dominant quote-unquote whiteness, he was able to get the education that most Englishmen are able to receive. Just like his Scottish father, and like most Native Americans, McGillivray identifies as a loyalist. Taking the side of the British, he was able to assist the British during their times of need. During the American Revolution, it was absolutely devastating. The tensions were rising. People sacrificed almost everything, even their lives, just to gain their independence, or to assist in standing in allegiance with Britain and the crown. McGillivray rose to the position of the sachem, or chief, of the Creek Indians, and concluded a treaty with the Spanish, where they would accept to assist in restoring Native Americans in a large area around Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky. Equipped with his influence over the tribe, they had the ability to make raids and attack the American frontier from Georgia to Cumberland, almost destroying all of the American forts residing along the Cumberland River. Even though Alexander was a loyalist and the British had not succeeded in the fight against the Patriots, in 1790, he was recognized by President George Washington and was invited to a peace meeting where he signed a treaty, making him a Brigadier General, which is an officer in the U.S. Army, Air Force, or Marine Corps, ranking above Colonel and below General.
Yay!
As a powerful leader and critical Native American figure, it is important that readers and students should learn the story of Alexander McGillivray, and remember that not all memorable and influential figures in the American Revolution were just white male soldiers. Thank you for listening in, and tune in next time when we are assigned another podcast assignment, which should hopefully not happen another time in the near future. Goodbye, and thank you very much.